Page 19. B. Listening for Supporting Ideas. Section 1.
Robert Summer is one of our guests. He's a professor of psychology at the University of California at Davis, and he's the author of many books, including Tight Spaces, Hard Architecture and How to Humanize It, and Personal Space, The Behavioral Basis of Design. Robert Summer joins us from Davis, California. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
I'm very pleased to be here.
And Deborah Pello is a professor of anthropology at Syracuse University and editor of Setting Boundaries, The Anthropology of Spatial and Social Organization. She joins us from WAER in Syracuse, New York. Thanks for being with us, Deborah Pello.
Hi, Melinda. Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to join our conversation, our number is 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Well, are we seeing more personal space invaders than before, Robert Summer?
I think there's simply more people around and more settings where people come into direct contact with one another, so more opportunities for invasions.
Mm-hmm. And these rules of you've stepped into my space, they're things that we don't speak about, are they?
Right, and they're more heterogeneous meetings there where you meet people from different backgrounds and the spatial rules change, which makes collisions in space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are people more sensitive about that, Deborah Pello?
Well, what I was just thinking was, as Bob was saying that, you know, it's more heterogeneous, in a sense the world has become so much smaller because we travel more, we go more in places, we come across people from so many different cultural traditions, each of which may have a different rule book, shall we say, on how people interact, how closely, you know, they stand next to each other and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And this does go down culture by culture. You've studied this, have you not?
Yes, yes. I guess that what I would say is that generally when we talk about culture, we're talking about culture in its entirety is about communication. And so we can talk about talking and writing and so on and so forth, but there's also nonverbal communication. The gestures that we use, tones and accents and that sort of thing. And the cultural organization of space, the way in which we understand space, the way in which we distance ourselves from one another, how we organize our houses, how we design our cities, all of that also comes out of a cultural backdrop, shall we say. And as you said, it's often not conscious. It's sort of a hidden system, although people always know it's there when it's been trespassed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know when somebody has crossed your line. Right?
You certainly do.